Consumer credit protection. Credit protection has become an important area regulated by consumer protection legislation. We have the Truth in Lending Act, the TILA, T-I-L-A, Truth in Lending. It calls for equal opportunity, cannot discriminate on who you give credit to, and also regulates the types, the credit cards issuance. We also have the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and it's enacted by Congress to protect consumers against inaccurate credit reporting. Consumer credit reporting agencies such as Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian may issue credit reports only for specified purposes. It includes rights for consumers to access their credit report and be informed if an agency receives a report on their credit. The Fair and Accurate Credit Transaction, the FAC Act, passed by Congress to help combat identity theft. What it does, it establishes a fraud alert system so that consumers who suspect that they have been victimized by identity theft can place an alert on their credit files. It requires the major credit reporting agencies to provide consumers with free copies of their own credit report every 12 months. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. It passed by Congress in an attempt to curb perceived abuses by collection agencies, and the act prohibits certain debt collection practices. Garnishing proceedings. And this occurs when a creditor, after complying with procedures mandated by state law, legally seize a portion of a debtor's property, such as wages, in the possession of a third party, such as an employer, so they garnish wages. The creditor must first obtain an order of garnishment from the court, which allows the creditor to have access to the debtor's wages while they are still in the control of the employer. Both federal and state law limit the amount that can be taken from a debtor's take-home pay. To protect the job security of employees whose wages are subject to garnishment, federal law provides that garnishment of an employee wages usually cannot be grounds for that employee's dismissal.